WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, folks. It's your boy Leo Weston here, coming at you live from the chaos that is, well, life. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things? Work deadlines, family commitments, personal goals. It can all start to feel like one giant circus act. And let's be real. Nobody wants to be the clown who trips over their own feet. Today, we're diving into something that affects all of us, especially in this crazy world. Finding that sweet spot between our work lives and our personal lives. It's not about achieving some mythical state of perfect harmony. It's more about creating a rhythm that works for you. A flow that keeps you feeling energized, focused, and fulfilled. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Leo, that sounds great in theory, but how do we actually do it? Trust me, I get it. It's not always easy to switch gears between responding to emails and catching up with your loved ones. But here are five key things you can start doing right now to find that elusive balance. 1. Define your priorities. Before you even think about tackling a to-do list, take a step back and ask yourself. What truly matters? What are your non-negotiables in both your work life and your personal life? Maybe it's spending quality time with family every night or nailing that big presentation at work. Write them down. Make them visible reminders of what you're striving for. 2. Embrace the power of no. This one might feel a little tough at first, but trust me, learning to say no is a superpower. It frees up time and energy for the things that truly matter. You don't have to be a people pleaser all the time. It's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or simply drain you. 3. Carve out me time. This isn't about being selfish, it's about self-care. Make time for activities that recharge you, whether it's hitting the gym, reading a good book, taking a long walk in nature, or just chilling with a cup of coffee and some music. You deserve to have moments where you can just be yourself, without any external pressures. 4. Set boundaries and stick to them. Think of boundaries as invisible walls that protect your time, energy, and mental space. This could mean setting specific work hours, designating tech-free zones in your home, or scheduling regular breaks throughout the day. Boundaries help create a clear distinction between work and personal life, allowing you to fully engage in each sphere without feeling overwhelmed. 5. Be kind to yourself. Finding balance is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when things feel chaotic, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble. Just learn from it and keep moving forward. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's about showing up for yourself every day, even on the tough days. Now, let me paint a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling stressed because your workload is piling up. You're constantly checking emails after hours, feeling like you can never truly disconnect. Then, one day, you decide to implement some of these tips. You start saying no to extra commitments that aren't essential. You carve out time for a daily walk in the park, listening to your favorite music and letting go of work stress. You set boundaries by turning off notifications after 8 p.m. Suddenly, things feel different, lighter, more manageable. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. Finding that balance between work and personal life isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. It's about figuring out what works best for you, your unique needs, priorities, and rhythms. But by embracing these key takeaways, defining your priorities, learning to say no, carving out me time, setting boundaries, and being kind to yourself, you're taking the first steps towards a more fulfilling and balanced life. Remember, folks, this isn't about achieving perfection. It's about progress, not perfection. Keep experimenting, keep refining your approach, and most importantly, keep showing up for yourself. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little mindful masculinity in their lives. We're all in this together. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.